is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Brink, and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Groucho Marx.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Kraft Music Hall. You know, the other day I was over at Columbia Studio watching them make my new picture, Jolson Sings Again. And I think it's going to be a good picture, but I'm a little worried about Larry Parks' makeup. You see, the studio doesn't seem to realize that as I got older, I looked more and more like Gregory Peck. But who am I to fight it? And now I have a little song that isn't in the picture, but maybe they'll put it in the next one. Okay, Lou, let's sing. Little girl, you're the one girl for me. Little girl, you're as sweet as can be. Just a glance from you meant love from the start. And oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine. Is that Bing in the entrance? Little girl, when you're mine, well, Ken, how do you like Crosby coming on just to finish that song? Well, how'd you like that little chanty of yesteryear, huh?
Oh, rather good, Al.
What?
Well, let me put it another way. It was fair.
Fair?
Yeah.
Look, Ken, don't ever say I sing fair. There's no halfway with me. I'm either good or I'm bad.
I see. Well, let me see. I have a wife and a son. I say he's bad, I'm out of a job.
Oh, you were good, Al.
Great.
That's better.
Hello, Al.
Hello, Oscar. What do you want?
He's happier than usual to see me.
Say, Oscar, that was a great show you did with Bing Crosby the other night. You were just wonderful. Simply swell.
Me, I sang fair. Levant was simply swell. Well, what can you do?
Did you hear me when I was on Bing's program, Al?
Yes, I heard you, and I didn't like it.
I must have been good.
Listen, Levant, I didn't like what you said about me on that show. You told Crosby there was no real Jolson, that I was Al Jolson's son.
Oscar was only kidding, Al.
Yeah, most people think you're still alive.
Well, the least you could have done was talk about me with respect. You could have said something nice, you know.
Wait a minute, Al. When I'm here on your program, I'm forced to say each week that you are the world's greatest entertainers, that you are a lovable, genial, generous gentleman. But when I'm on someone else's show, I can tell the truth.
And it might interest you to know, Al, that Bing thought Oscar was the most talented artist he ever had on his program.
Yeah? Well, I've been on Bing's show, you know.
You heard what the man said.
Yes, and I overheard Bing say that he wouldn't mind having Oscar with him all the time.
He said that?
Yeah, and what a kick I got playing for the Groner. I tell you, Al, the man's got something.
What's the matter? Don't I have anything?
Yes, Al, you don't have anything.
Well, look, if that's the way you feel, Oscar, you can go and play for Crosby. Go ahead. forget about me. After all, who am I? I was only the fellow who took you out of Carnegie Hall where you played nothing but concertos and sonatas.
And brought me here where I play Yucca Hula Hicka Dula and Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye.
Go ahead, Oscar. Go with Bing. See if he'll allow you to insult him like you insult me. Go play for him. Throw him off key like you do me. Go ahead.
I'm only kidding, Al. And to show my appreciation, I'll play a composition that is just filled with difficult passages, which I have mastered with the aid of a metronome and sheer genius.
Savers these days. Well, we have a good one for the cooks. Cook with rich golden cheese often. Now, the price of cheese has come down, and golden cheese is a protein food ideal for money-saving main dishes. Actually, ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high-quality complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. So for money-saving main dishes, pick the smooth-melting Kraft pasteurized processed varieties. Sharp Old English brand or medium mellow Kraft American. Plan a golden rich cheese casserole or a glorious cheese sauce that will economize by using up leftovers. Cheese main dishes will please the family
and save money, too.
Say, Oscar, did you hear the nice things that Ken Carpenter just said about Kraft cheese?
Yes, Al, what about it?
Well, why doesn't he ever say those things about me?
Well, you're not wrapped in tinfoil.
What's that got to do with it?
But if you're going to feel bad, I'll give you that same sort of build-up.
Go ahead, I'd like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week we are featuring Kraft's Al Jolson. He is flavorful and rich. Every package of Jolson comes to you naturally mellowed and aged. When unexpected company drops in, have Jolson over, and they'll leave.
Funny.
No.
I'll just ignore that. I'll just ignore that because my little boy is listening. Oh, how my little boy loves to hear me sing. You know, every Thursday night, my wife has me in front of the radio. And the minute I start to sing, Oscar, he knows it's me. Yes, sir, he knows me. The minute I start to sing, he knows it's me because he puckers up his little lips and he goes, he knows me. And now here's a little song for Asa Jr. from Asa Sr.
Dirty hand, dirty face, leads the neighbors a chase, but his smile is as cute as can be, making noise, breaking toys, always fighting the boys, but his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he starts to run. Then I'll kiss my boy. Dirty hands, dirty face, little devil, they say. But to me, he's an angel. Oh, the
Oscar, you already played that number. Why are you starting it again, huh?
I didn't play enough of it. In my concerts, I play long numbers. But here, I can only play numbers that are 2.5 or 3 minutes. Even my wife is beginning to notice it.
She does?
Yeah, she says, why don't you ever play that short at home?
Well, Oscar, look, the reason I have you play short ones here, you know, is that, well, I don't want you to get tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
You know, I recently made a record of the Tchaikovsky Concerto that ran 45 minutes.
A record that ran 45 minutes? How come?
They forgot to say when.
Well, that's nothing, Oscar. I made a record that ran for 45 years. And if you join me, I'd like to sing it now.
My fingers are getting wrinkled playing these old songs.
I wonder what become of Sally, that old girl of mine. The sun shines missing from our alley ever since the day Sally went away. No matter what she is, wherever she may be, if no one wants her now, please send her back to me.
Al,
huh?
You've had so many girls. Why don't you let them keep her?
Well, just for that, Oscar, to use a musical phrase, don't play, remain passive. Mr. Bring, if you please.
I'll always welcome back my Sally. That old girl of mine.
Oscar, do something for me, will you? Take down these figures. 9, 34. 16, 7 1/2.
What are those for?
Well, in case you want to give me some for Christmas. Those are the sizes of the different things that I wear, you know.
Okay, now you take down this figure.
Mm-hmm.
18,000.
18,000? What's that for?
In case you want to get me something for Christmas,
yeah.
That's the size of the mortgage on my house.
Well, the idea started out good, but it fell apart when it got to you, you know, yeah.
Al, why are you concerned with Christmas this time of the year?
It's very simple, Oscar. I've got a song called I'm Doing My Christmas Dreaming Early. And if Lou Bring and the boys in the orchestra will hang up their stockings, we'll do a little dreaming together, okay?
Christmas dreaming a little early this year. No sign of snow around, and yet I go around hearing jingle bells ringing in my ear. Your promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this
Thanksgiving, for the first time in 7 long years, Kraft can say, we have natural aged American cheese for you. This year, we've been able to supply food stores with plenty of those big golden wheels. Get yourself a big wedge of this gloriously mellow cheese to serve along with the pumpkin pies. There's no better way to top off Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, as far as the Kraft folks are concerned, this is a very special Thanksgiving. You see, ever since the beginning of the war, the country's tremendous need for cheese made it very difficult to set aside much for curing. Just this past year, Kraft has been able to send enough golden cheese to the curing rooms to supply all you folks who wanted mellow, natural cheese. But the long, long wait is over. The cheese that Kraft has guarded so carefully for months and months is now ready for your enjoyment. Ask your dealer to cut you a good big wedge for sandwiches, for snacks, and for your Thanksgiving dinner. Ask him to make sure that it's the Kraft aged natural cheese he cuts for you. It's a real thrill for cheese lovers, this carefully aged, rich and mellow natural cheese from Kraft.
Jolson, you're a lucky man. You're selling a product that you can eat.
I tried eating my product. Take my word for it. Don't ever sink your teeth in an Elgin American Compact. Don't even put your teeth in an Elgin American Compact. More like it, huh?
I'm glad you were able to come over to the music hall. I really am.
I almost didn't make it, Al. You know, this is Thursday, the maid's night out.
Well, how'd you get away?
At our house, I'm the maid.
Oh. Must be tiresome pinching yourself, huh?
It's tiresome, but safer.
But tell me, Groucho, you have a radio program of your own, haven't you?
You bet your life. It's a quiz show. I ask people questions.
Wait a minute. You're not Dr. IQ.
No, I'm still an intern.
Well,
how about on the balcony, eh?
Yeah. How about ask me some questions like you ask on your program?
I don't think I can, Al. This sort of thing is for people who went to school.
Crafter, just a moment. I want you to know, I did go to school, you know.
Really? What school?
Arthur Murray's.
Well, what did you study, Al?
A little blonde named Henrietta.
Now, I took the same course in night school.
Yeah.
But that won't help you answer the kind of questions I ask. The quiz is a little out of your field, Al.
How come?
I know you're a great entertainer. You told me so yourself, but I don't want to embarrass you before all these
now,
people.
Now, wait a minute. Just ask me the question. We'll see how dumb I am.
I don't have to ask you questions to find that out. Now, the way I do it on my show, I team up a husband and a wife. Is your wife here?
No, she's out delivering laundry.
Jolson, you mean to say your wife takes in washing?
Well, gee whiz, the girl's got to have spending money. You know that.
Can't stop these modern girls. My wife sells blankets to the Albuquerque Indian.
No.
Of course, she's part Navajo and part blanket.
Oh, I see.
Well, we've got to find a wife to team up with you for these questions. Levant, are you willing to work with Jolson as his wife?
Okay.
Al, are you willing to play Levant's husband?
Yeah.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
What's going on here?
Oscar, look. Groucho wants to team us as man and wife so we can answer some quiz questions.
If you're around Jolson long enough, you have to marry him.
Well, Jolson will be the husband because he's the oldest, and Levant... I was thinking of the jokes. Yeah. And Levant, you'll be the wife because you're the shabbiest.
Well, look, wait a minute.
The prettiest.
Before we go any further,
wear a good suit.
Yes. Before we go any further, I want everyone to know that Oscar's not. Well, he's not my taste in women.
Boy,
really,
are we fumbling this around?
Yeah, yeah.
This is life with fumbles, this is called. How are you, Levant?
What'd you say, Al?
I said before we go any further, I want everyone to know that you're not my taste in women.
Jolson, if I were a woman, I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth. And you probably will be.
Please, I don't like to see couples fighting on their honeymoon. Now, before we get to the questions, I want to interview you lovebirds. Jolson, how did you meet this little sweetie pie?
Well, I met her during fire prevention week. She was on fire at the time I came along and she was put out.
And you always were a big squirt.
Well,
now, sweetie pie, that's you, Levant.
Thank you, Hank.
Where did you meet this old goat?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Okay, where did you meet this young goat?
Well, I was playing piano on my balcony when a strolling troubadour began singing below. I almost fumbled that. Now, here I fumbled the next part. I had no coins to throw, so I threw my piano.
You had a balcony and a piano?
I threw both those lines.
You're not H. Harry S., are you? Huh? I noticed it said Steinway on the back of his head.
Uh-huh.
We're a couple of Horowitz. Now, now, tell me, Levant, how many children do you have?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
I have two, and she has three.
You have two, and she has three? Well,
yes.
How do you account for that?
We keep secrets.
Well, that's unusual. You have two, and he has three?
Yes, we have one odd one.
Bobby takes after Jolson.
Well, look, if you guys are going to stand and insult me, I'm ending this marriage.
Alas, I remain an unkissed
bride.
Groucho, can't you ask us questions as man to man?
Well, in that case, you'll have to get someone instead of Jolson. I'm sorry this happened. I had such hopes for you two. I could just see you walking down life's pathway making horrible music together. Well, sick temper, Brutus.
What's that, sick temper, Brutus?
That's Latin for Manhattan.
Oh,
now, just choose a category and I'll ask you some questions.
Well, what about the money you pay?
I knew if anyone brought up that nasty subject, it would be you. The way it works, I give you $20 to start, and you bet any amount.
We'll take the musical category.
That's right, and we'll let the money ride on every question.
All right, now see if you know the name of this song. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. I love you so, yatta boy.
Got it like that. Stormy weather.
Yeah, I'd have sworn it was something else. But these guys know more about music than I do. All right, you have $40. Next question. Who conducts the orchestra in the Kraft Music Hall?
Lou Bring.
Yeah. Jolson finally got himself a yeah man. You now have $80. Next question. Why didn't Schubert finish his symphony?
He was afraid Jolson would sing it.
Correct. You now have $160. Next question. Who is the most popular singer of the day?
Well, I...
Now, wait a minute. Let me give you some hints. He's a great sportsman, a great golfer. He wears loud shirts, and he has four sons.
I object on the ground that that question tends to eliminate me.
Okay, you still have $160. What would you like to try?
I'd like to try and get the money.
Correct, correct. Gentlemen, you now have $320. Here's my personal check, and thank you very much.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Are you going to sign this check? Aren't you going to sign this check?
Are you crazy? The last time I signed one of these things, I spent 5 years in jail.
Lovers, here's some good news that comes just in time for the Thanksgiving feasting. At last, Kraft has plenty of aged natural cheese for you, the big golden wheels the dealers cut for you in the store. It's mellow cheese with the old-time natural texture, just what you want to go with those Thanksgiving pies. During the war and since, the country's tremendous need for cheese made it difficult for Kraft to send enough cheese to the curing rooms for very long. But during the past year, Kraft could at last. And now the natural cheese that Kraft has guarded for months and months is in the store. Get plenty tomorrow. It's a real pre-war treat. The natural aged American cheese from Kraft.
Folks, I'm sure you've all heard that line from the song Home Sweet Home that says, "Be ever so humble, there's no place like home." Here's another song that conveys the same feeling of peace and contentment. In our house, we greet the morning sun. In our house, we have our share of fun. Look in and you'll know why. The hours seem to fly until the day is done. In our house, we have some friends drop in. In our house, we play a little gin. While someone on the floor you should have met before looks up with his big grin. And in the quiet of the night, a heart may shed a tear or two. In time, it turns out quite all right. We know our dreams can all come true. In our house, the joys that we know of, for all these, we thank him up above and go our little ways and fill the fleeting days with the ones we love in our hearts.
fill the fleeting days with the one we love in our hearts.
Our guest next week, Victor McClure.
Broadcasting Company.